It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
I'm so excited to welcome my next guest, who's here to share with us his latest research for brain health and aging. He's got some new information that can change how you think about a healthy brain. Please welcome a highly respected clinical psychologist and professor of psychology at the California Institute of Integral Studies and the best-selling author of The Neurogenesis Diet and Lifestyle, Upgrade Your Brain and Upgrade Your Life, Dr. Brant Courtwright. I'm so happy that you're here. Now, what is neurogenesis, Dr. Courtwright?
Good question. Neurogenesis is how the brain produces new brain cells. And, you know, we used to think, up until maybe 16, 17 years ago, that the brain stopped making new brain cells in our early 20s. And after that, it was just one slow slide into decrepitude. But then they discovered that actually the brain makes new brain cells throughout our entire life. There's a slowdown in middle age and a plateauing, and a further slowing down in old age and a plateauing. However, that slowdown can be reversed. And in fact, you can increase your rate of neurogenesis by 5 times. Now, the big question is, what is the significance of neurogenesis, of making new brain cells? Well, it turns out that our rate of neurogenesis, the rate at which the brain makes new brain cells, has a huge impact on our brain, on our cognitive health, on our emotional health. So low rates of neurogenesis are associated with cognitive deficits, memory problems, anxiety, stress, and depression. Whereas high rates of neurogenesis are associated with just the opposite, cognitive enhancement, rapid learning, and protection against stress, anxiety, and depression. So our rate of neurogenesis is hugely important for our life.
Well, what you're saying is exciting because, you know, as you're saying, you know, before people say, once you get a certain age, you're done deal, right? But I love
That's
the fact
right.
that we are able to not just continually improve it, but do it at a right speed. You're saying the speed of healing, of making new cells can be activated even if you're in your 60s, 70s, and 80s. I mean, I'm in my 50s, and I've had my share of head and brain trauma. So I'm constantly reading up on what can I use, what can I do, and all the different types of strategies to help. So this is a truly revolutionary discovery, right? And what can we do? I mean, what does this mean about the healthy brain?
Yeah, good question. So I think of it as a twofold strategy. One is we stop doing things that slow down our rate of neurogenesis. And the other is we do things that increase our rate of neurogenesis. So stopping doing things, you know, we live in a very neurotoxic world. You know, the culture has just stumbled into it. It's been innocent. Nobody knew this. It's only very recently that we've discovered what it is that slows down the rate of neurogenesis, really just the last few years. So, for example, one thing that slows down the rate of neurogenesis is sugar, a high sugar and a high carbohydrate diet. A high sugar diet can slow down your rate of neurogenesis. It can cut it in half. And high blood sugar levels also. With diabetes or pre-diabetes, cognitive decline and insulin resistance go hand in hand. You can chart them almost precisely. So we want to get our blood sugar down. We want to reduce the amount of sugar we eat. And so that's one example of like something to do that we may be doing that we want to stop, that we want to minimize if possible. The other side of the equation is doing things that increase our rate of neurogenesis. And one thing that increases the rate of neurogenesis is omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil is like Miracle-Gro for your brain. New brain cells just flower with it. It's also, these are also antioxidants, and particularly DHA. So omega-3 fatty acids consist of ALA, EPA, and DHA. And it's mostly the DHA that's in the brain. You know, 60% of your brain is fat. And of that, a third of it is DHA. So we want to take a fish oil that is high in DHA and is molecularly distilled so it doesn't have mercury in it, because mercury is also a very potent neurotoxin. In fact, it's the most potent neurotoxin of anything in the world except for plutonium. It's second only to plutonium. So we want to reduce mercury, but we want a lot of DHA and omega-3 fatty acids.
Well, I know that in your book, you go a lot into that neurotoxic, the toxic brain, and then you go into the neurohealthy brain. And that's a great, I mean, the way you talk about the, you know, what you got to remove and then what you got to implement, that's super, super important, because I want, for instance, for myself, I'm constantly wanting to up level my quality of life. You know, I've had a severe, you talk about mercury, and Dr. Corwright, I had mercury poisoning at a very early age. I've been exposed to all sorts of pesticides. So, you know, I think a lot of the reason why I got so interested in health was because of my own issues, right? You know how that goes. So how does the brain really change the quality of our lives?
Well, when we have a low quality brain, we have a low quality life. And you can see this with real brain dysfunction. But what we think of as a normal brain, as a normal, healthy brain, it turns out is actually suboptimal. Most everybody is exposed to all kinds of neurotoxins, and their rate of neurogenesis is well below what it could be. And so when you increase your rate of neurogenesis and get your brain functioning at a higher level, you know, they did this experiment with mice where they gave them the kind of holistic treatment I'm talking about in the book. They didn't call it that. They called it giving them an enriched environment. So they gave them things like a really great diet. They gave them running wheels to exercise with. They gave them lots of nesting materials and interesting areas to explore, lots of other friendly mice to play with and to mate with. And they found out that with this enriched environment or this holistic treatment, what they did was they increased the rate of neurogenesis by 5 times. And we can do that as humans as well.
No, I want to do that. And I'm continuously striving to do that. What is it that, I mean, is there a test that we can take or do that shows that your rate of neurogenesis is actually improving?
There isn't. Really, the neuroimaging studies are not quite there yet. There's indicators such as blood flow and cortical thickening that indicate that, but that might also just indicate neuroplasticity as opposed to neurogenesis. So the imaging technology isn't quite there yet, but it should be soon. But mostly I think people feel this in the quality of their lives. So when you have a high rate of neurogenesis, you are protected from stress, depression, you feel great. Your memory is strong. So like these mice that had high rates of neurogenesis, they had advanced learning. They had great protection from stress and depression. They weren't quite super mice, but they had big cognitive advantages and emotional advantages over their normal neurogenesis rate peers.
Oh, well, Brent, Dr. Corwright, thank you so much for this great information. Everyone, you can go to BrentCourtwright.com, his website, so that you can find more information about his book and the Neurogenesis Diet. This is Dr. Suzanne on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.